Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Beverly Martinez. She is the preschool director for the Carbon School District. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's nice to be here.
So how are things going at preschool over there at the Carbon School District?
Well, we're pretty busy, and amazingly, the kids have done wonderfully well this year. We were a little worried how it would go with COVID with young children, but they've been doing great and they've been thriving. So it's been wonderful to have them.
And that's what I'm kind of hearing across the entire district, is that it's so nice to have those kids in school and learning there. And it's just shown so much growth over the previous years and things like that. It does definitely help to have those kids in class, doesn't it?
It definitely does. We've been happy that our superintendent allowed us to go in person this year, and it's been a great experience with no problems. So,
all right, well, let's kick it off. Of course, you know, as the year comes to an end, that means that it's time to start worrying about next year, and you got enrollment coming up. So when's your enrollment starting, and what kind of things do people need to bring to get their kids enrolled in the preschool program for the district?
Okay, well, our enrollment started this week on Monday. And if you want your child to attend preschool in the Carbon School District next school year, you can give me a call. My office is at the Castle Valley Center, 637-9150. I do the enrollment for the preschool district-wide, and we do have preschools at Creekview, Sally Morrow, Wellington, and Bruin Point. So if you'd like your child to go to preschool, please do give me a call. Preschool is not funded in the state of Utah, so we do have to charge a little bit of tuition, and it's $75 a month for the four-year-old class and $50 a month for the three-year-old class, and the tuition would start in September. We start preschool the week of Labor Day.
So you've got that coming. Are there any kind of information that they're going to need just to enroll their kids in preschool?
Pretty much just the parents' names, address, phone number. You will need, not this week, but before they start, you will need an immunization record and a birth certificate.
Okay, and it's open now, you said. When do you like to taper that off?
Well, I do first come, first serve, so when we're full, we're full. We still have at least a couple slots in every preschool in the district left, so, and some we have quite a few slots, so it's a good time to call and get your child signed up if you're interested.
And in talking about this in the past, these are always things that they fill up, right? You usually don't have any openings once school gets around to starting.
Yes, if you wait until fall or closer to fall, there's a good chance the preschool you want will be full and you'll have to be on a waiting list in case someone moves. So now is really the time to get that taken care of.
So after talking about that, let's talk about this new website. You said it's going to launch after Easter, and it's called Ages and Stages. Why don't we tell people what it's all about and how this is going to help you check your child's development?
Well, I've been really excited to have a preschool page on the school district website. So if you go in under departments, you'll see a page for preschool, and you can click on that, and there's some fun information and lots of resources there specific to preschool. And one thing Dave and I were talking about is it will have a tool on there called the Ages and Stages Questionnaire. And that's kind of a screening tool where the parent can go on and fill out a screener about their child and how they're doing developmentally. That will let them know if their child's right on track, and it will give them some suggestions of things they can do to help improve that development or keep the child progressing forward. So we're really excited to have that as a tool on our website. And then if there are problems that show up on that screener, then I will contact them and we can do a special education referral. Our district does offer preschool services to kids who qualify for special education in preschool, and the federal government does fund that. So if you do have concerns about your child's development, it would be great to go on and fill out that questionnaire. We're hoping the website will launch the week we come back from Easter break, so that Monday right after Easter.
And that's going to be on the district website, correct?
Yes, it's on www.carbonschools.org. And if you go under departments, you'll see a link for preschool and just click on that. And there's some other things on there too, but that's one of the things I'm pretty excited about.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. Now, as kids get older and get ready to start into preschool and those kinds of things, there are things that are appropriate for them to be learning. What are some of those things that they should be looking out for and some of those things you should be looking to do with your kids?
Yeah, I do get questions from parents a lot of times wondering what is appropriate for their child to learn and they are concerned. They want their child to be ready to be successful in kindergarten. That's really important for parents. One thing that will be on the new website is the state core standards for preschool. So parents will be able to go on the website and click right there. It will have all the standards that the state has laid out that they feel kids should learn in preschool to be ready for kindergarten. Some basic things that kids should know is they should know some letters, and they're really specific about kids don't have to know all their letters to be successful in kindergarten, but they should have a little bit of letter knowledge and have been exposed to letters, and maybe recognizing the letters in their names and some other letters. They should be able to recognize initial sounds in words and what a word starts with, what sound is at the first of that word. And some of those things are phonemic awareness that help kids be successful when they do start learning to read once they do enter school. They should be able to listen to a story and answer some questions about the story or state some details that were in that story. They should be able to use a variety of drawing tools and writing tools and be creative on paper that way and make basic strokes. Of course, math is a little part of that. Kids, when they're first learning to count, they kind of rote count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then they add number object correspondence to that where they're actually counting a number of objects and associating that with the numbers. So that's kind of a developmental continuum there. And the target would be that they could count to 20 when they're in preschool and understand the relationship between numbers and quantities. We also work on approaches to learning and how to be a learner, and that's a huge part of preschool, like actively exploring and having curiosity and being willing to try new things and persist in completing tasks that you're given and being able to follow rules and follow directions from a teacher. All of those are huge things that exposure in preschool really help a kid be more successful as they start their formal education. And then, of course, all the social skills that are part of school long term, like being able to play and interact cooperatively with other people and being able to express your feelings. A lot of times little kids don't have the words, and so they'll hit when they get frustrated. And it's important to learn to use your words instead of hitting other people when you're frustrated. So we do work on a whole lot in preschool, and there's a lot to learn. And we think the best thing for a little child to learn in preschool is that they come out of preschool feeling like, I'm a competent little learner and I can do school and I'm good at it and this is fun, and that they want to go to school
and we're ready to move on to kindergarten. All right, and then another really important part, and we'll just take a couple of minutes here at the end and talk about it, is teacher training. And you were very excited that the teachers got to go to this.
Yeah, the teachers in our regular preschools had the wonderful opportunity to go to what's called the letters training, and Lucy Hart Polson actually wrote the curriculum, and she was our trainer. She's from Washington, so we got training firsthand, which was really exciting and wonderful. It basically looks at explicit literacy in the early years, going right from babbling when babies first learn to talk and how that develops in each step along the way to becoming a reader and becoming a literate person. So it really gave teachers a good foundation of how that development happens. And we were so excited to get to go. And then one of our teachers, Stacy Turpin, she's the teacher up at Sally Morrow, she went on and was offered a chance to become a coach in letters. And so she took that opportunity and is now a certified coach for the letters training for early childhood. So we're excited to have that resource in our district too.
And you've got her right here, and she can help out with that as it progresses and continues.
Yes.
All right. Beverly, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in today. We really appreciate it. And this is going to be the last preschool update for the year, so we'll talk to you again in the fall. It's just around the corner, right?
The year has gone by so fast, Dave, but yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you again in the fall.
All right. That's Beverly Martinez, the preschool director for the Carbon School District, talking all about the preschool program that is available to everyone. If you've got any more questions, you can always give her a call up there at the Castle Valley Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.